No, I guess not. It was a long time ago. She stops and draws a spiraling circle. I stand on the edge and wonder if I'm going to fall in. The party was a little wild, she continues. But it was dumb to call the cops. We could have just left. She slides the notebook over to me. I draw a spiraling circle in the opposite direction to Rachel's. I could leave it like this, stop in the middle of the highway. She's talking to me again. All I have to do is keep the dirt hidden and walk arm in arm with her into the sunset. She reaches back to fix her hair scrunchie. RB plus AE is written in red pen on the inside of her forearm. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3. Breathe out, 1, 2, 3. I force my hand to relax. I didn't call the cops to break up the party, I write. I called. I put the pencil down. I pick it up again. Them, because some guy raped me, under the trees. I didn't know what to do. She watches as I carve out the words. She leans closer to me. I write more. I was stupid and drunk, and I didn't know what was happening, and then he hurt. I scribble that out. Raped me. When the police came, everyone was screaming, and I was just too scared, so I cut through some backyards and walked home. I push the notebook back to her. She stares at the words. She pulls her chair around to my side of the table. Oh my God, I am so sorry, she writes. Why didn't you tell me? I couldn't tell anybody.